This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about the history of gun control, friends. Gun control is nothing but, well, it's all about control. That's really what it means. That's really what it's about. Gun control dictator style. Listen to this. Mao Zedong said November 6, 1938, that all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Why are you seeing gun control measures being taken place against the American people in an attempt to strip them from their Second Amendment rights, friends? Because they know what the biggest threat is to the power that they want. And it's the people. The best way to enslave the people is to disarm the people, said George Mason. Common sense comes into play. I talked to my cousin from South Dakota, and I asked him, I said, when did you start hearing about gun control measures? He said, around the 70s. He said, up until that point, you never heard a peep about gun control. So incrementally, we can see the bad guys want to rule over the good guys. But the problem is the good guys, they think for some reason or another, it's good to subject themselves to the likes of tyrants and let them get away with whatever they want to get away with. That doesn't make you good. I know you've heard from Edmund Burke, and I respect him too, but he was wrong when he said that evil prevails because good men do nothing. Let me tell you something. Evil prevails because bad men do nothing. In dealing with the bad guys, okay? If you're good, then stand up against the bad. That's what makes you good, period, okay? And this isn't a wordplay, and I'm not trying to get into some trivial conversation, but the bottom line is we need to think as to what's going on in this country. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. You see how this works? Again, Mao Zedong, November 6th, 1938. Now, friends, I got a question for you. Can you imagine everybody in that church on Sunday in Texas, the white settlement church? Can you imagine if there wasn't several armed men in that church? When that dude walked in, was asking questions, I watched the video where it was not blurred out. Pretty crazy, because one of them was just about ready to pull his gun out because he seen the man that was asking questions, who looked like he was up to no good in the first place, pulls out a sawed-off shotgun out of his jacket, and then he begins to blast people. He killed two people. Can you imagine if there was not other armed men in that church? Let me say it this way. It was the wrong state and it was the wrong church to try to commit the act of mass murder. Because it was not a gun-free zone, which we call the kill zones. It was one gentleman that was a security guard that was in the back of the church, friends, that took one shot and dropped the criminal like a bad habit. If he was not armed, he could not have dropped him, that criminal, that shot and killed two innocent people in that church in the white settlement area of Texas. Just think about that. Did you also know, friends, that Yahoo and other outlets, you didn't hear a peep You didn't hear one word about these armed individuals in the church stopping the criminal who had a gun, who was killing innocent people with it. Did you know? Did you know that, friends? Why is the media so complicit with this kind of stuff? Because it doesn't work for their narrative. Friends, it doesn't work for their narrative. And we need to begin to wake up and understand the mind of the enemy who's behind and who's calling the shots in this CIA-controlled mainstream media. I've exposed it a million times, but there's some people out there that still don't believe that there's bad men in control of the information that we get in this country. You are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken. See, friends, what they want to do, let me just take a little turn here. What the media wants you to believe is that you're all on your own if you own a gun. They want you to believe that nobody else thinks the way that you think, but I'm here to tell you, America, if you listen to the voice of what's going on in Virginia right now, you have right now 90 counties out of 95 counties in that state alone, which is the voice of America at large, going in contrast to what the mainstream media wants you to believe. 90 out of 95 counties, Americans, have rendered themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Does that sound like nobody's thinking the way that they're thinking, friends, the way that the media wants you to believe? Absolutely not. Just the opposite is true. But the media, do you know, as a matter of fact, let me rewind just a little bit here. Do you remember when Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, all dictators do it, friends. They have these mass meetings of people. Well, they didn't have the technology that we have today. So what they had to do is they had to get the thousands upon tens of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of people to show up. And what they did, friends, is they wanted to belittle anybody that would dare stand up against the tyrant that wanted to play God to the people. This is exactly what the media is doing today. They promulgate the lie in hopes that you believe the lie. They want you to believe that nobody else thinks the way that you think if you're armed. No, a majority of the American people in this country agree with what Americans agree with concerning the Second Amendment. Hang on a second. I got a thought here. I want you to understand how big your voice is, America. Do you know that in America right now, there's 325.7 million people? And I'm not putting my arm or my trust in the arm of the flesh in any sense of the word. Okay? I just want to make clear that you understand I'm not trying to puff up the arm of the flesh in the face of God, because God is judging this country. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay? But I do want you to know, friends, that there is 393 million guns in this country. That's a lot of people, friends, that the media does not want you to know that think the same way that you do. And there's 325.7 million people in this country. Just think about that. And they always want to minimize and polarize the gun owner in this country. The opposite is true. The greatest threat to tyranny right now, friends, is the fact that you are an armed people. And they're scared to death that you're going to figure out the game that they're playing. They want to minimize opposition, friends. They want you to drop your guard. They want you to just go along with everybody else, which in fact, friends, the everybody else is the everybody else that they have created for the most part. America, let's get our heads on the right way. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ here, and when we read the book of Luke, chapter 11, 21, and 22, it's quite obvious as to what's going on here and how it all works. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to jump on live, you can. Don't get distracted by the numbers at the left side of the page. Just look at the YouTube viewership after the show is over. There's glitching going on. Something's going on with YouTube right now. We don't know. Don't let that deter you. There's a whole lot of folks watching. You can check us out on Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go to Before It's News. You can watch us live on there. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Friends, you know, it's interesting to note. John 14:6, by the way. It's interesting to know, friends, that what our forefathers are established. It's interesting, the modern-day politicians at war with our forefathers. You need to understand that our forefathers established the Second Amendment because they were fighting off tyranny across the pond and within, okay? Well, concerning the forces across the pond, the British. Well, it's the same thing happening today. And we have been warned of this. We've seen this coming for the last, 60 years in this country, that you have a government that's trying to submit you and your allegiance to the United Nations, which was created out of World War II by your governments, by your said representatives, friends. And we need to put a stop to it. And now they're trying to disarm you in the face of a Muslim threat, we were told, for the last 18 years. Well, let me give you a little history concerning dictatorships and how it all works. I said during the first segment, friends, all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Listen to their mentality, friends. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. In other words, they want you disarmed because they don't want to work for you, friends. They want you to work for them. They want to enslave you. As I've said so many times, friends, as Robert Winthrop, as I quote him, he was former Speaker of the House back in the 1800s. He said that we're either going to be ruled by a word or we're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Which one do you want, friends? I choose the word. So let's fall into obedience to the Christ and the Lord's commandments to deal with the tyrants rather than being rolled over in roughshod by the tyrants, friends. Because you still, listen to me, you still have the freedom today to do the right things. Don't talk to me about hopelessness. I'm the wrong guy, okay? I get up and I deal with the same things that you do every day of the week, but I keep my eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of my faith. And that faith overcomes this world, okay? We're not called to be slaves, friends. We're called to be free men in Christ, period, because he is all in all, end of story. And when he is your all in all, and he is the end of your faith, even receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls, you're going to overcome your obstacles. The Lord allows these obstacles in front of our past, friends, these troubles, these trials, these tribulations. Why? So we can prove him that we can overcome by grace. Are we saved? Through faith, and that not of ourselves. That is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. But for what? A people that are zealous for good works. Don't forget verse 10, friends. Okay, let's keep it into context here. But understanding how dictatorships work, friends, understand that they want all the guns. They want you disarmed. And how ironic that those who are calling for gun control are those who want the guns so they can have the control. Again, common sense comes into play here, right? It's of interest to note to the American people, again, to take note of those who they entrust to serve them. Because we are a government of the people and by the people and for the people. Yet time and time again in this country, we have representatives in government who have put on the guise of playing the patriot under false pretenses and then turn out to be the criminal in their garb for who they really are once they get into the people's office. How many times does that happen, America? That is the history of what I have grown up under, friends. They claim to be one thing, and then once they get there, they turn on the people. They do it over and over and over and over again. And I want to say this again, okay? The Bible is of the people by Christ, through Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the people and for the people. We are a government under God. Right? We are a government of the people and by the people and for the people, and those in government work for we the people because we are the government. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. We learned not too far back, friends, that these criminal anti-gunners, and criminals they are, by the way, they know as well as I do, friends, when they put their hand on that Bible, that they promised us uphold those enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution, so help me God, right? They put their hand on the Bible. Let's just make that clear real quick, okay? They put their hand on the Bible. Those that represent we the people put their hand on the Bible, and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the laws within the U.S. Constitution. Do they do that? Yes, they do. Okay, which again proves that we are a people under God, under the headship of Jesus Christ, period. But what we have found, friends, is not too long ago, these criminal acts of these criminal anti-gun mayors, we found that many of them, friends, these mayors and these other anti-gunners are guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes as, you ready for this? Those that want to strip you of the right to bear arms, listen carefully. This is the fruit of who they are. Matthew 7:16. Many of them are tax evaders. Many of them have extorted money for power. Many have been busted for accepting bribes. Many of these anti-gunners that are attempting to strip the American people of their right to bear arms have been busted owning child pornography, okay, for the record. Many of them have been busted with trademark counterfeiting. I'm not making this up. These are these anti-gunners that want to strip you of your God-given rights. Why? Because they don't want to be subservient to you. They want to be your master, okay? Many of them have been busted for perjury, lying in court. Matter of fact, I got some evidence on one of them, friends, who thought he was a demigod. One of these individuals was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Why? Because the police officer didn't fall in line with the dictates of the demigod. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment, friends. See, these anti-gunners, friends, are convicted of such crimes which should really convey to you, and through their exhibition, through the definition of what a public enemy is. But see, they want to make gun owners out to be enemies of the state, when in fact, when you look at their records, you can see that they are the enemies of the state. They're enemies to the people that they're supposed to serve. No wonder why they want to take away guns from law-abiding gun owners. Because they don't want to be called into question. They want to do what they want to do. And again, they want to make sure that you do their every bidding. Nope, not going to happen. Sorry, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya, right? Come on, folks, this is America. Remember, these colors don't run? How many times do you hear these big bad quotes from people such as, you know, if you want my gun, you're going to have to take it out of my dead cold hand. Really? Come on, now is the time to stand up and be the law-abiding, God-fearing, first and foremost, friends, gun owners, and saying, no, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Ben Franklin said that. Is it true? Well, look at their history, friends. We just happen to be it. We're their posterity. The crimes that these anti-gunners are convicted of suggest that they, in fact, again, are the public enemies rather than the public servants. These politicians know all the well that where the citizenry operates in the right given to them without government interference, namely the right to bear arms, crime diminishes. They know this. And with mud on their face, they know when they interfere with the right to bear arms, crime skyrockets. Absolutely. And yesterday in Texas was a prime example of what we're talking about right now. And this is the very reason that the mainstream media, many of the outlets, didn't say a peep to you as to what took place there in White Settlement, Texas. When that individual walked in with the shotgun on and went and shot two innocent people, friends, how many of the people in that church stood up with guns in their hands, and one of them took one shot and ended the story, dropped him like a bad habit concerning the criminal that had a gun? Now, did it matter that the criminal that was doing the killing, did it matter to him if he had a gun legally or not? Absolutely not. And I'm not going to get pulled into that debate, because you know what they're doing is they're just really trying to redefine and misconstrue the meaning of the right to have and bear arms, friends, in the sense of infringing upon your rights through their new interpretation. And I don't care what their interpretation is. Common sense comes into play, does it not? Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Hey, folks, what we see is that some of today's politicians are magnifying the crimes that they are placed into office to prevent. I want to say that again. What we see today is these politicians, these anti-gunners, are magnifying the crimes that they are placed in office to prevent. Why are they so busy trying to strip the American people of their God-given rights, friends? Oh, I'm building up to it. I'm going to give you a little history, and it is not pretty in any sense of the word. Friends, we're talking about right now gun control, dictator style, because we're seeing it. Mask off. It's taking place in America today. No more room to kick the can down the road, friends. We got to get up and do the stuff today. We'll be right back.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is praising a North Texas church for their preparation following a deadly shooting.
I've never heard a solution that offers a way to prevent this from ever happening again. So knowing that, all I'm saying is that we should be prepared for when it does happen.
Paxton speaking with reporters, telling them that the West Freeway Church of Christ is a model for other churches to follow after a security guard stopped the attacker on Sunday. Paxton would not speculate on a motive, only saying the shooter was homeless and had visited the White Settlement Church several times before. As snow continues to fall, the last winter storm of the year is expected to end before the turn of the decade. Winter storm warnings are in effect until midnight for northern parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. A winter weather advisory remains in effect for Minneapolis because of snow. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about gun control, dictatorship, and dictator style. Okay, we first brought in the quote by none other than Mao Zedong on November 6, 1938, when he said, "All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used against the Communist Party." Friends, it's quite obvious. They mean to have the guns. I want to go over to Vladimir Lenin right away. And give you a quote by him, another communist, because you can see it playing out here in America today, friends. Here's his quote. He said, "One man with a gun can control 100 without one." I've seen another quote where it said, "Give me one man with a gun and he can control 300 without." And so that's why they mean to strip the American people of the right to bear arms, because they want absolute control over your lives. They don't want anything to impede their tyrannical ways, friends. Okay? And that's what the righteous people in this country are doing by being armed. They're standing up and saying, no, our forefathers taught us history, and they taught us the history that you're the reason, the very people that are trying to disarm us are the very reason that we are an armed people today. That's a fact. That's your history, America. Okay? I was just highlighting the fact as well, friends, that many of these anti-gunners, friends, they have been found out to be criminals of tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, busted with child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, lying in court, perjury, assaulting police officers. Let me just remind everybody that's listening right now, you have to understand that we're doing this to ourselves. We're doing this to ourselves. Nobody's helping us destroy each other. We're doing it. Within the borders of the United States of America. Why? Because there are those that want to take counsel from the ill-advised. They think they have a better plan in place. They're going to go ahead and do something that nobody's been able to do for the last 5,000 and 6,000 years. I'm here to tell you, you're sadly mistaken. No matter how far you get, a lot of people are going to die. At the end of the day, you're going to lose your soul, because the Bible tells us that no man's able to keep his own soul alive. So you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God, and you're sure to get a response. That's what man hasn't learned, and it applies to every single one of us on this planet. They want to go ahead and test their resources. They want to test their little tin cans against the might of a just and a holy God. That's what this comes down to, friends. Because I'm here to tell you an encouraging point: the seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere. Again, Charles Spurgeon used a great analogy. The world is the hammer. The church, the seed of the righteous, friends, is the anvil. The hammer's replaced, not the anvil. When are you going to learn that? Hopefully not after the facts, right? Let's get back over to this, friends. I'm getting to the point where it's going to get really crazy to show you what this is all about, and it's the history of dictatorships. Because what I was just sharing with you, friends, is the fact that we are seeing today's politicians magnifying the crimes that they're placed in office to prevent. You know, they allow crime to be promoted through entertainment, as they call it. And when the crime is committed, they are there in hopes to grab the guns away after the crime, after the lesson has been taught and someone learned the lesson. They've been indoctrinated to go out and do what they've just seen their favorite actor do, which, by the way, many of them are anti-gunners. You want to talk about hypocrisy? There you have it right there. Many of these actors that are teaching young people how to commit gun crimes, they're anti-gunners. Stallone's an anti-gunner. Matt Damon's an anti-gunner. There's a whole list of all these anti-gunners, and they do nothing but teach the young people how to commit gun crimes. Isn't that crazy? But that's the fact of the matter. And then what's even worse than that, then you have, for example, they have games for young people now where they can go in and they can kill cops. They can go into their schools. They have Columbine games with Columbine where you can go into your school library and shoot up as many kids as you want to. There's even games where you can kill the president of the United States of America. It's called JFK Reloaded. And the Supreme Court sits back and says, that's freedom of speech. You're sadly mistaken. It's advocating and promoting crime, the crime that you are appointed and entrusted and delegated by the people to enforce the laws against such crimes, not to advocate and condone such crimes. Okay? But they allow the crime to be promoted through entertainment, and when the crime is committed, they are there in the hopes to grab the guns away. This is what politicians, this is how Hollywood and politicians work together. As a matter of fact, if you look at many of these actors and musicians, if you want to call them that, they're so bad today, it's sickening. And that's not just a slang, and that's not just some kind of a way to knock them down. No, friends, their music does it for themselves, believe you me. But it's interesting to note that many of these people, friends, are the real legislators. They're on stage. These actors are the real legislators. Because in Hollywood, they promote the crime, and then before you know it, some politician in Washington, D.C. is right there to get behind that actor of theirs to attempt to strip the American people of more of their God-given rights. We see it all day long. And there's no better way of saying it, friends. Many of these that are teaching the young people how to commit gun crimes, these actors, are the very ones that are standing back saying to the politicians, take away the guns of the people. But it's also interesting to note that these actors, like these politicians, they have armed security detail as well. Are you sick of the hypocrisy yet? Because I am too. I really am. Yep. I want to take it a step further here. After Columbine, you know, after that school shooting, there was over 101 eyewitness accounts, over 101 eyewitness accounts after Columbine that said that there was more shooters than Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. Some of them said that, as a matter of fact, the mainstream media even reported up to 10 shooters inside of that school. And maybe that explains why the tape is all omitted throughout that they've released to the people. And the only videotape that you've seen of Eric and Dylan are those of them holding up the guns. That's all you got. I just wanted to make sure that there was red flags all over that. And what was the first thing they did? They went for the anti-gun agenda, didn't they? And it completely backfired. Just like it's going to backfire again and again and again and again and again. Okay? But after Columbine happened, one guy said, because after they went after the guns, because that's the first thing the Clintons did, it was interesting to note one guy saw right through it, because there was Rosie O'Donnell that said right after that shooting that, listen, if you own a gun, you deserve to go to prison. That's what she said. I mean, as if to suggest all the gun owners, law-abiding gun owners in America, were now guilty because of a couple criminals. That's what we were told. Just think about that. It's exactly what the politicians do. They blame the law-abiding gun owner for the crimes of the criminal with the gun, and 9 times out of 10, they have it illegally. Right? But after Rosie O'Donnell said that after Columbine High School, you know, it was interesting. One guy saw right through it. He said blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. And it's really true. It's a great point. It's also interesting to note, now that I'm saying that, this just came back to my remembrance, it's also interesting to note that during that time that she said that, Rosie O'Donnell's bodyguard was applying for a permit to own a gun to protect her and her family. See, the message is clear. America, you're peasants. Politicians want you to believe that they are your new gods. I want to tell you something. You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. Hear me good, varmint. You're sadly mistaken. Now, since criminal politicians refuse to look at history, his-story, which can be at the present our greatest teacher, it's very clear that gun banners know exactly what they're attempting to do. Put the Second Amendment in the crosshairs. Why? Because that's the greatest threat to their reign of power. That's what stands between you and your freedoms, America. Read 1 Samuel 13:22 and look at how the people of Israel were oppressed during that time by the Philistines. They were oppressed by the Philistines because the Philistines could oppress the Israelites. Why? Because they were disarmed. Again, history always goes back to the same thing. Now, looking back, who has committed murder in the largest degree? Well, if you look at dictators like Adolf Hitler, and I'm talking about present history, right? Adolf Hitler, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, Idi Amin. I mean, folks, the list goes on. And it goes on. And it goes on. And it goes on. Again, let me put this question to you. Who has, looking to history, who has committed the most murder throughout history? I want to tell you. The state. The state has. Dictators that want control of the state. Time and time again, it's been a corrupt government who is responsible for the mass murder of their own people under the deceptive guise of gun control, all of which the said dictators during that time implemented. Man, I was listening to Tim Brown, Hour One, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, this morning on his YouTube page. And he had a guest that was former NSA, and she was basically spilling the beans as to how the NSA operates, what they're doing, how they're doing it. And she said, the more you look at it, she says, the more it looks like the SS. Yep, there it is again, isn't it, friends? You know what I keep hearing? People are saying, you know what's happening in America looks more like the Gestapo, just like Truman did back in 47 of the CIA. And every time that you see something transpire, you can link it right back to, guess what, friends? The Gestapo. And that should come as no surprise due to the fact of who Prescott Bush was and who his son was and who his grandson was after September 11th, we are now in the same exact position, almost verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept. Man, what's happening in America looks like a repeat of Germany. It is, because they meant to what? Establish a Third Reich, a new world order. Who called for a new world order more than George Bush did, friends? Nobody except his daddy, who was illegally financing him and who was indicted in the United States of America, named Prescott Bush, in 1942. Go online, you can find out, and you can call me and say, thank you for telling me, Bradley.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth under the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you just heard that commercial, Dan Pill is a friend of mine. That guy's a great guy. I mean, honestly, I can say that guy's just a really cool guy. Did a couple shows with him. I think I had more fun than I was supposed to have with him. But back at my friend Dan Pilla, that guy is a really good guy. And I can tell you that from a friendship perspective. And he has been tried and true as a friend since I have known him over the last 5 years. So do facilitate his services, friends, because he is a good guy. He's a guy that stuck his neck out on the line for people, and he's been doing it for a lot of years. So if you want to judge a man by his fruit, that's one that you can judge by his fruit, Matthew 7:16, and it produced nothing but good fruit. He's one of those guys. So anyways, that wasn't solicited. I just wanted to let you know that guy is a really cool guy. Okay, we got that. Let's get back to this, because this is the final segment, and this is where I'm really going to rock your world for those that didn't know concerning history. I just asked the question, friends, who's responsible for mass murder? The state. It's interesting to note that time and time again it has been corrupt government who is responsible for mass murder of, guess who? The very people that they're supposed to serve. How did they do it? Well, they implemented it through something called, of course, deceptive guise of gun control. They're counterfeits, right? All of which the said dictators implemented. And guess how they implemented gun control? Well, they sent out their brown shirts. They sent out their guys to create the chaos, only to bring in a new order, to play the problem solvers. History teaches us that dictators of the past continuously created the problems, and what they'd want to do is bring about their political means, their ends, right? Their ends to their means, and what they would do is they'd create the problem, they'd bring in themselves as the problem solver. History teaches us they were the ones creating the problem. Yeah, it's exactly what's going on here. Okay. Again, no surprise. Most people have their eyes wide open as to what's going on here. And the more they push, you know, it's interesting. I'm looking at some of my live chat friends right now. They're just talking about how we're seeing this government push for war. Friends, how many years have I been telling you that? For those that think that the war hasn't started, you're sadly mistaken. You're in the middle of it. And I want to tell you, Christian, something. What an opportunity you have to prove your God. What an opportunity that you have to prove your God. This isn't a time where our hands should be hanging down and we should be all feeble and bummed out. No! Stick your head up and if you can keep your eyes fixed singly upon the author and the finisher of your faith, you're gonna overcome just like the rest of those that were tried in such times. This is an opportunity. The history of the church, friends, is that God intervenes when their backs are up against the wall. That's where we're at. This is what we're being pushed to right now. We're being tested. We're being tested by the Holy One of Israel to see if we're the real deal and if we're the ones that are worthy. I just read 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians. We're appointed unto afflictions for what? Recompenses to be made unto what? The unrighteous, those that trouble us, right? So every time they trouble us, when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm, guess what he was saying is, when you do that, you need to understand that I'm going to bless my child and I'm going to curse those that dare put their finger upon one hair of my child. That's the history of the church. Our victory is either in life or in death. It matters not. We belong to Him because the Lord said in John 10 that no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. You are secure, friends. You are secure in Christ. Put Him on. Trust in Him with your own heart. What does He say? Trust in the Lord with your whole heart and lean not to your own understanding. And lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. In other words, do all that you can do and leave the results up to Him. Don't be slack in doing so, neither, friends. Do more than less. Do everything as if it depended upon you to bring about the results, but expect God to show up on your part in doing everything that you are doing in His namesake. Okay? So here we go. Keep in mind, these people promised their citizens protection and freedom upon the forfeiture of their guns. How many times, I asked, does history need to repeat itself before they finally figure out that they're being lied to? April 11th, 1942, mass murderer Adolf Hitler at a dinner talk said, the most foolish mistake we could possibly make would be to allow the subject races to possess arms. History shows that all conquerors who have allowed their subject races to carry arms have prepared their own downfall by doing so. Indeed, I would go so far as to say that the supply of arms to the underdogs is a sine qua non, Latin, for the overthrow of any sovereignty. So let's not have any native militia or native police. German troops alone will bear the sole responsibility for the maintenance of law and order, his, by the way, throughout the occupied Russian territories, and a system of military strong points must be evolved to cover the entire occupied country. Oh my goodness, friends. They left God. They made Adolf their God. Adolf used the kids, the boys, and the women. Millions are destroyed. There's an 80 million population there during that time. Germany's destroyed, and then everybody figures out that Adolf Hitler was the problem. That's exactly right. Do you understand the curse of the arm of the flesh, friends? There it is right there. Never put your trust or faith in a man. Jesus said he didn't commit himself to man because he knew what was in man. John 2, the end of the chapter. Look at how these people talk. Look how they sell themselves to the population. Oh my goodness, friends. You want to talk about a blueprint as to the 30s and what's going on today? Oh my goodness. Germany established gun control in 1938, and from 1939 to 1945, 13 million Jews and others were unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. And don't be a fool and say to me, Bradley, that never happened. You might want to talk to Eisenhower about that, because he filmed many of these camps for the very purpose that there'd be idiots such as yourself that would deny the Holocaust. And it wasn't just the Jews. It was those that were standing up against the corruption of Adolf Hitler, gypsies and dissidents. Okay? Joseph Stalin, the sole leader, matter of fact, after Stalin's responsible for murdering millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of his own people. You do know that, right? When he died, you know what the children of those that were murdered by Joseph Stalin called him? They called Joseph Stalin the father of Russia. You can't make this up. So the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, he said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. Maybe that's why, I don't know, why we have UN forces in the Great Pacific, friends. Maybe that's why we have over 250,000 troops on the Canadian border. I don't know. Could it be something maybe possibly going on with what's taking place over in Virginia right now concerning the domestic insurrection that they're incurring? Could it be? Well, friends, 2 and 2 equals 4, right? 2 plus 2 equals 4. 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control. From 1929 to 1953, about 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by guess who? Their leader, the one that they trusted. Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China, said, war can only be abolished through war. In order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. Wow, that's pretty crazy. China established gun control in 1935. From 1948 to 1952, 20 million political dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by the very man that they put their trust in. Do you understand the curse, America? We have no king but King Jesus, just freeing your mind from its bondages, okay? The very people that they put their trust into were the very people that were stripping them of their right to bear arms to defend themselves against the very people that they were trusting. And what did these counterfeit leaders do? They killed them. They killed their own people, their own citizenry. By the way, after Mao Zedong died, it's also interesting to note that he also created a man-made drought that killed 20 to 40 million of his own people. The children of those that were killed by Mao Zedong now worship Mao Zedong as a god. And guess what's going to happen again? The same thing that's happening in China right now. And don't think China's worse than we are, friends, because they're calling for a new world order, just like Russia's calling for a new world order, just like the Pope's calling for a new world order, just like the President's advocating and trying to usher us in under the United Nations today. It's not a fictitious thing, I'm telling you, friends. Do your homework, okay? So, Idi Amin, president of Uganda from 1971, this guy was a real monster. He looked like and acted like a monster, let me tell you, and I'm talking about publicly. He was the president of Uganda from 1971 to 1979. He said, I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world. Yep, in his mind. That's what the devil does. And that is why I do not let any superpower control me. And, of course, he's talking about resisting a new world order. Uganda established gun control in 1970. From 1971 to 1979, 300,000 Christians, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated. What about Pol Pot? Pol Pot did the same thing. Who created in Cambodia one of the 20th century's most brutal and radical regimes, was responsible for killing 1 million of his own educated yet unarmed citizens. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.